So thank you, Xavier and Emilio, for proposing me to speak with you. I think you see my screen. Is it okay now?
Yes, it's okay. You
too. Yes,
it's okay. Perfect. Nice. I will explain a little bit of our French national project, which is called RECID. RECID means Semantic Reverse Engineering of Digital Heritage Object. I will explain what our partners, the objective, and where we come from also. I will show some prototype also and some video that demonstrate our concept. I was very impressed by what Roland has show us just before. So I would like to say that we work also on buildings, but we work also on technical objects, and you will see that sometimes it is very difficult to work on technical objects. So my name is Florent Laroche. I am in a laboratory of digital science in Nantes, in France, or in Brittany, in the west of France. Okay, so here is the partners of our project. You can see that we have divided our partners in two blocks, in three categories and two blocks. In fact, there are some engineering sciences specialists, and we have also some human sciences specialists. It was very important for us to have this objective point of view, because technical people and engineering people have a viewpoint on techniques, and human sciences such as labs in human sciences, or also institutions or museums, have another point of view. So it was very important for us to have for example, two enterprises. One enterprise specialized in software with a 3D cloud of point or CAD models, and another enterprise which is called NCC Heritage, for example, which is specialized in some advice for UNESCO candidature. For the labs, we have four labs from three engineering schools, and also one lab that comes from the University of Nantes. And the two institutions we work that bring us the use case, I will explain you later, are the Ministry of Culture in France, and more precisely, one service which is called l'Inventaire, and the other one is le Musée des Arts et Métiers. I think already of you know the Musée des Arts et Métiers. So our project is called RECID. It is a 1 million euros project that normally was for 4 years, but in fact I think we will do 5 years and perhaps 6 due to the actual situation. The title is Semantic Reverse Engineering of Digital Heritage Object. In fact, the beginning of the project was that one. It is one old project we have done with the Musée d'Histoire de la Ville de Nantes in France, so the Museum of History in Nantes. About a mock-up. I will show you a video later to explain you what we are going to do on that. I hope you will see my video. If someone on the chat can say it is okay for the video.
Yes, it is okay.
Okay, thank you. So here you can see a mock-up. A mockup that measures 2 meters large by 10 meters long. And indeed, we have digitalized in 3D this mockup. It has cost a lot of time to digitalize it, because it is a very precise mockup that has been exposed for the Universal Exposition in Paris in 19. So thanks to this 3D digitalization, we have been able to couple, in fact, the semantic database. I will explain it to you later about this mockup, and also the 3D object of the mockup. At the end, we would like to create an application for the museum. So here it is a prototype that has been exposed in Marseille in a conference that has been organized by Livio De Luca a few years ago. So we have developed this prototype, about a small part of the mock-up, and after we have created the big application in the museum. I will not show you a video about the final application in the museum, because I will invite you to come in Nantes and to see the History Museum of Nantes. So what you can see here is the mock-up with a system of augmented reality, and there is a tactile screen where you can, touch on the screen and have some information, images in ultra definition, text, 3D elements about some object. What it is very important on this tactile screen, in fact, it is the part of the iceberg which is shown. That means that there is a big semantic database under the tactile screen that is going to integrate all the components together. For example, if you are interested about the bridge, you can select a bridge, and next it will suggest you to select another bridge. And this is done automatically, in fact. What there is inside the system, in fact, there are two points of view. First is the semantical knowledge capture, and the second one is the geometrical knowledge capture. As we have seen before with the speech of Roland, there is sometimes no link between the semantical aspect and geometrical aspects. Why? Because sometimes we can have some elements, some semantical elements, and sometimes we have no representation, physical representation. And in another way, we can have a physical representation and no words to explain what it is. It is a simple concept. So in fact, there is a link to find between those two aspects. And it was the PhD thesis of Benjamin Hervé that have also collaborated with Roland Bilen a few years ago, and that have proposed this simple MESA model about an object with two attributes, source, temporal geometry, and relationships, in order to create, parents and children's relation structure. This is operating actually in the museum and can be enriched regularly. Indeed, why we have done that? Because there are plenty of kind of valorization that can be found for museum. We can obviously have a web access. We can, why not, have a augmented reality application on the same database. We can also make some interactive virtual reality application inside the immersive room, for example. And in our case here, we have developed a museum application about augmented reality interaction. In fact, there is a link between the physical representation and the historical source. And our proposal is to create what we call the digital heritage object that will be operating for all kinds of publics, and so for all kinds of mediation tools. Obviously, actually we are using some glasses for virtual reality, but perhaps in 2 or 3 or 5 years, we'll have some holographic elements on our desktop, on our office. So we must create something that will be interoperable for next year. It is the main objective of the RACID project. In fact, RACID project is going to integrate the principle and the methods that we use in manufacturing industry, such as reverse engineering, for example, the smart recognition that Roland showed just before. But in fact, we applied it to a heritage object. Why? Because as you can see here, there is a big cloud of point of what we call the observatory of the Pic du Midi. I will explain it in few seconds. And the question is how a curator or an heritage expert can manipulate such a cloud of point, which is very, very, very enormous. And on his small laptop, it is very difficult to do it. Moreover, usually the curators have a database with all the information. And in fact, it cannot do a link between the 3D aspects and the semantic information. So RACID would like to propose a methodology, some tools, and why not an interoperable format in order to capitalize, analyze, and enhance our heritage using digital tools? I think most of the most important results of our project is not informatical tool or technological tool. It is the interdisciplinary skills that is required to connect communities. Indeed, we have demonstrated that we must create some couples of engineering people and historian people. It is very important to have the both aspects to be objective and not to reinvent the wheel in each domain. So our concept is as shown on the figure on the left. In fact, we have the real object on the bottom with the surrounding. The surrounding is the context of the object. And we have two processes. On the left, you have the classical, let's say, social and human sciences process, archaeological, architectural, of the knowledge extraction of elements. And on the right, we have which I like to do also, which is a 3D digitalization, photogrammetry, CAD modeling, virtual reality application. But in fact, there is no link between both. So we would like to propose what we can this Resid Sun. You see that this figure, and we like to define new methodology models with a data model, and also to create innovative computer file structure. I will show you some elements about the PhD of Loïc Janson that will be defended on this Monday. So I will also invite you if you want to participate to the PhD defense. Let's say, so this is our main scientific concept. We have applied the concept on some two use cases in order to improve if it is operating. First of all, we have applied it on the Pic du Midi Observatory in the Pyrenees. This is a 135 years old, let's say, complex system, complex buildings, let's say it's like a chase because there are many holes and many way to go inside the Pic du Midi, and in fact there is not a response that can be done as heritage building classified to UNESCO. In fact, what is very important is that the site of the Pic du Midi is going to evaluate because of the scientific constraint. The Pic du Midi have been created in order to observe the sun, to observe the cloud. So in 130 years old, all the scientific binary, for example, or lunges have evolved. So regularly, the Pic du Midi must evolve. So it is very difficult to conserve, in fact, all the buildings because we must evolve it. So we have applied an indoor and outdoor 3D scanning with multiple technology. We have used photogrammetry. We have used, as you see on the left, helicopter view to do photogrammetry. We have do 3D laser inside the Pic du Midi. So multiple technology in order to have a big point of look of the Pic du Midi. The objective is to demonstrate that all the buildings have been created and the technical aspects have evolved, and it can be also classified to the World Heritage. And the second use case is in fact a national series owned by the Ministry of Culture. It is exactly 30 unique instruments in France and also in the world. And what is very difficult of that is that the object have multiple status. It is functional or not, it is dismantled, it is visitable or not, perhaps it is accessible. In fact, there are many statues possible. So what we have done on that, we have digitalized all the object. We have created a prototype that you can see the video on the right that allows us to see on our smartphone or on the web a cloud of points, a big amount of cloud of points, because most of them are 7 or 8 giga of cloud of points. And we have linked also some semantic information about the chronological aspect. We have put some videos, some video and interview of all people that have worked with those launches. About the scientific results of our project, in fact, there are two viewpoints. The first viewpoint is the expert. The expert can add information, can create some links between text and 3D aspects, and he can also study and comment his own analysis in order to create what historical people call the narrative, which is the most important thing of the most important work, sorry, of historical people. And on the right, you have a woman that that represents the public, that can see, that can consult the information, that can access the source. And it can also, I think that is the main point of view. There are two cursors. The first cursor is the time, and the second one is the space, because all the objects are varying in the time and space. And it can also be instead of the expert in order to learn, in fact, the story of the expert. And about the RACID tool, in fact, we consider the RACID tool as the Swiss Army knife, the Swiss knife, you know, of heritage. In fact, our tool proposes to integrate multi-dimensions as spatial, temporal, but also the problematic of granularity, semantic aspects. That, for example, if you work on a technical object, are you going to modelize the screw or simply to add an assembly? It is a good question. Second aspect is to capture and structure also all heterogeneous data, because you are going to digitalize some paper, you are going to integrate some digitalization map, for example. So we have a big heterogeneous amount of data. This is allow us to guarantee what we call the integrity of the object. Next, we are going to integrate the certification in order to trace all the heterogeneous digital data and also the narrative in order to guarantee what we call the authenticity for UNESCO. And what I have explained in my introduction, in fact, we like to adapt for all types of human-machine interface. What I say is that actually we can develop something for touchscreen, for AR tablet, VR, etc. But perhaps tomorrow we can have some new technologies that will come. So we must be prepared to propose something totally new. To illustrate our proposition, I have a short video of another project, but that can use the result of RACID project. The project is called VSpace. So you have the website on the top. I hope the video is operating. If someone on the chat can say me, it's okay.
Yes, it's okay. Video.
I hope you see the video. Okay, thank you, Emilio, for your answer. So here, my other PhD student, which is Paul François, that will defend in 1 year, his PhD, is going to modelize a theater that have approximately 200 years ago. And as you can see here, from historical source, he have modelized the theater, and after is going to create a system of traceability for the expert. Here you can see an American colleague that have a headset on his head, and is going to not visit in fact the theater, but is going to move inside the theater and to comment what he see and to comment the volume of the theater. Normally, Jeff Rushman, which you have here on the video, is using, I will make a short pause here. Jeff Rushman is normally using some books to demonstrate that. So for him, it's totally new to be inside his, let's say, inside the head, inside his hypothesis to see some element. And after, to create a link between the semantic aspects and the 3D model, you can see here, directly inside the virtual immersive experimentation, you can accept to the database, so you can have some elements, such as here, photos or text, on the database, which is totally compatible in Dublin Core, obviously. And you can make some links between the 3D world and semantic data aspects. This is only an experimentation. It is not totally finished. So, some few words about the conceptual framework of a RACID project. You can see here the methodology that begin from the left to, we have to gather some information, we have to capitalize, so to integrate the information. We are going to create some operation. I will explain it in few seconds. And next, on the right, you have the formalization for many kind of mediation support. About the main part, on the top, I think it is the most important aspect of RACID here. It is the core of the PhD thesis of Loïc Janson, that will be defended on Monday. I have already said it. In fact, Loïc proposed to destructure, in fact, the knowledge, 3D or semantic, it's exactly the same, because it's going to destructure the 3D elements in a triplet. And it will do the same on digital documents, such as a paper archive or image or video. And next is going to destructure the information and to create some new structure in information in order to be more intelligible. What is very interesting in his proposal, there is no model, in fact, for that. That means that the database model is automatically generated by the data themselves. It is a very interesting point of view. About the technical results of RACID project, so we have this proposition of the infrastructure of the project, which is done by DeltaCAD, which is the enterprise working with us. You have the RACID server, you have the Data DeltaD Explorer that allow to manipulate all the elements. You have also the external data worlds, so data source. In my opinion, it's very important to create an interoperability between the database. We must not duplicate the base because we are going to create confusion. So we must work on some links between a different database. About the Swiss knife heritage we are going to create, in fact, it is a multi-scale tool that is suitable for small objects, as we have seen before with the launch or technical object, but also for complete heritage set. We can use some big amount of 3D elements. And we can propose some plugins that can be adaptable for each situation. For example, we can have the Delta Explorer. You can see on the right another prototype that we have been developed that allow us to explore with a RACID eye, RACID snap, for example. So, for example, you are on our archaeological site, you are doing some research, and you can make a photo with your smartphone. You are going to integrate it on the, let's say, model or 3D model on the viewpoint you are, and you can send it to your team, for example, in order to iterate and to discuss. So we are going to create a distinction between the work on the virtual reality application and the desktop world. It is two ways of thinking, totally different, but that must use the same concept and the same database. The main advantages of our approach and the Loïc Janson approach is an ontological freedom about the complexity. It allows also to collaborate. We can decentralize the storage. that is very interesting because you can use your smartphone to do some works. It avoids redundancy, and we can also manage the version management. Version management is very important for historical people because historical people create some narrative, and one day they are going to create a narrative version one, and the second day or few days after they are going to create the version two. And in fact, the main knowledge is not the version one and the version two. The main knowledge is the difference between the version two and the version one. Okay, thank you, Xavier. I'm going to conclude in a few seconds. So version management must be integrated inside the knowledge database. I assure you the prototype in video about the astronomical launch. If you want to try it, you can use your smartphone. Obviously, as it costs a lot of capacity of your smartphone, I will advise you to use a recent smartphone, flash the QR code, and after you are redirected to the prototype of RACID, you can choose two ways. On the top, you can use the augmented reality, so you are going to use the markers that you have on your screen actually, or you can also use independent visualization of the knowledge. So if you want to see all those information and also the prototype demonstration, I will continue to go to the RACID website, and you will see on the right there is a windows with the prototype, and all is explained. So I have finished. If you have any question, do not hesitate.